Young children read pop-up books, books whose pages pop up into some form of structure for the child to admire and then pop back in again when the page is turned. As the page is turned, it produces a different structure. Perhaps the first one was a lion or a space rocket. The next page would probably be a tiger or a lunar module. Pop-up labs, PULs, use the same idea. They're pre-formed IT lab environments that you pop up when you need them and you pop down when you're finished. Sometimes you'll have them pop up and running for an hour, sometimes for a few days. The point is, they're available wherever you have a connection to the internet. You can use them from your office, from home, from a client's location, on your laptop, your tablet, even your phone. A lot of IT folks and developers don't realize you can build these environments and run some pretty sophisticated apps and infrastructure for free, without having to pay for hardware, networking, storage, rack-mounted servers, and so on. Why would you even want to build a series of pop-up labs in the first place? Well, you could look at it from the purely selfish point of view of having a safe and private, it just belongs to you, IT environment to enhance your skills and therefore look after your career development. You could get crazily experimental in a sandboxed environment that you own and try things you'd never try in a corporate lab. Or maybe you're responsible for the on-the-job training of your team. Being able to pop up a lab for the duration of any training session you devise, or even popping up several labs and giving your students the freedom to learn by making the kind of mistakes that would never be tolerated in a production or even a corporate lab environment. Maybe you'd want to go really big with this. Let's say you have an application consisting of 50 servers in the production environment. You've been working on a new configuration or some new code, and it needs to be tested before it's deployed into production. Your corporate test environment will probably be a smaller version of the production environment, with each server performing multiple server roles. With a pop-up lab, you can literally build a full-size, fully functional replica of your production environment and accurately synthesize what would happen for real with your new code or configuration. This is how it works. We'll take a couple of simple examples. The first one is a SharePoint infrastructure. The next one is a multi-tier application you've built yourself. For the SharePoint infrastructure, you're going to need Active Directory and SQL Server. So let's say you'll create two Active Directory domain controllers, a two-node SharePoint farm, and a single SQL Server. So that's a total of five servers. Where are all these servers going to come from? We're going to use a trick to get them for free in the cloud. I'll explain the trick at the end, but here are the initial steps. 1. Sign up for a free Windows Azure trial subscription. Or if you've already got a subscription, skip this step. You can get a subscription at this URL, http://aka.ms/azure_trial. You're going to need a live ID and a credit card for identity verification. You won't be charged. Your spending limit will be set to zero. Now, if at some stage you want to really go big on this and build an enormous lab, in which you'll be doing testing 24 hours a day for several weeks, then you can choose to remove the spending limit. But in most cases, we'd only be talking about small amounts of money, with server compute charged at as little as 2 cents per hour, or that's just over 1 UK penny per hour. 2. Log onto the Windows Azure portal and create a virtual network. Now, this is a network that's private to you. It's isolated from other customers' environments. And if you need to, you can also connect it to your on-premises network if you have a VPN device. 3. Use the portal to create three Windows 2012 servers, giving them suitable names, such as ADDC1, ADDC2, and SQL1 for each of the types of role. Log into each one in turn and enable Windows Update, ensure they are fully updated. Create a fourth Windows 2012 server and name it sp_image. Log on to ADDC1 and then install Active Directory. Let's imagine this domain is called plankytronics.com. Once finished, install AD onto ADDC2. I'm calling them ADDC1 and ADDC2, meaning Active Directory Domain Controller 1 and Active Directory Domain Controller 2. So once you've finished, install AD onto ADDC2 and join it to the same domain, planketronics.com in this example. Domain join the SQL server to planketronics.com in this example and set up SQL security to use a domain account. 8. Install the SharePoint binaries onto the SharePoint machine and then sysprep it. 9. Use the Windows Azure portal to capture the image and save it as an image in your image library. 10. Use the Azure portal to create two SharePoint servers from your SharePoint image. Join them to the domain, planketronics.com, and create them into a SharePoint farm specifying the domain and SQL server you've already created. 11. You've now built a 5-server SharePoint pop-up lab. When you've finished with it, you can either shut down each server in turn and delete it, or develop a PowerShell script to automate the deletion process for you. Next time you need the environment, log into the portal and specify to boot from the disks you've already created. They will boot into the environment you've already created. It's not like a hosting environment where you take out a contract for, say, 12, 24 or 36 months and you are charged for your virtual private server whether you have it booted up or not. In this environment, you are charged per hour for the servers you run. But here's the trick to get free resources. You get 750 hours of a small server instance per month for free in your trial subscription. There are 744 hours in a 31-day month, meaning you could run that server for 24 hours a day without charge. The word small, as in small server instance, simply refers to the power of the server. A medium server has twice as much RAM and twice as many cores as a small server. And so it goes on, doubling all the way up to an extra-large instance, which has 8 cores and 14 gigabytes of RAM. There is another server size, we actually call them instances, the extra small instance. It has a single core and only 768 megabytes of RAM, but that's perfectly adequate for certain server workloads. The thing a lot of people don't realize is that all hours that are used are converted to small instance hours. So here's the trick. You can get 6 times as many hours if you run an extra small instance than if you run a small instance. If you run a medium instance, you only get half as many hours. But you only pay per hour for the time that those servers are deployed. And because you have 750 hours in a month to play with for free, it means in that 5-server SharePoint infrastructure you just built, you could be running it for 150 hours. Some quick maths on that shows in a 4-week month, you could run it for 37.5 hours per week. That's a working week. As long as you provision and deprovision in your environment at the beginning and the end of each day, you could, for example, run a 1-week training course for free. But let's imagine you want to create several parallel environments for small groups of your students to work on. Well, 37.5 hours times 5 servers is just over £15 per week per environment. Depending on your needs, it's either free or a very inexpensive way to run a lab. Each environment can be popped up and pop down whenever required. Okay, so if you've built your own multi-tier application, things are even simpler. Again, we use the cloud to pop up and pop down environments when they're needed, and only for the hours they are needed, just like in the SharePoint example. But we use the platform as a service or PaaS features of Azure. This separates the application from the underlying infrastructure. And here are the steps. 1. As with SharePoint example, sign up for a free Windows Azure trial subscription. Or if you've already got one, skip this step. And you can get a subscription at http://aka.ms/azure_trial. You'll need a live ID and a credit card for identity verification. 2. Fire up Visual Studio and create the Windows Azure app using the Windows Azure SDK. If you want to learn more about how to do this, we run free regular training camps in the UK at this URL, http://aka.ms/azurecamps, AZURECAMPS. 3. When you've done this, you'll get two outputs, the package, or .cspkg, that's what contains your code, and the service model, which is basically an XML description of the environment your app will run in. For example, it specifies how many servers exist in the web front end, how many servers exist in the middle tier, what size instances they are, what ports you want to connect to the internet, how load balancing will work, what ports are used for internal communication, and so on. 4. Save these outputs. Whenever you want to provision an environment, you simply change the size of the environment by adjusting the instance count in the server model, then use the Windows Azure portal to submit these two files. Things like port filtering, load balancer setup will all be automated. 5. Your environment is going to take about 8 to 15 minutes to be deployed. 6. All the same free and billing rules apply. So say if it consists of a web tier with 3 servers and a middle tier with 2 servers, that's a 5 server environment. And you already know you can deploy that for a working week, every week, for a 4-week month, for free. But even if you want to deploy multiple versions of the environment in parallel with each other, say for training small groups, it only costs you just over £15 per week for the compute resources. The trick is to ensure you deploy at the beginning of the working day and undeploy at the end of the day. So that's an important trick to remember. Deploy at the beginning of the working day and undeploy at the end of the day. Because you only pay for what you use, if you're not using the resources overnight, you don't pay for them. That's the bit that catches a lot of people out, and that's why they don't realize they can get these resources for free. Let's summarize. You can exploit the way cloud billing works by careful selection of the time periods, the number, and the size of servers you deploy to make sure you don't exceed 750 small instant hours per month for the 90 days of your trial subscription. You could run a single small instance 24 hours per day for a month. You could run 6 extra small instances 24 hours per day for a month. I guess theoretically, you could run 750 small instances for 1 hour, or even 4,500 extra small instances for 1 hour before incurring compute charges. This flexibility in billing gives you the opportunity to create pop-up labs that exist for the time period you need them for, but even if you need to create larger environments or multiple environments that take you over your billing threshold, they're still inexpensive to run because you only pay for what you use. So remember, you can sign up for a trial subscription at http://aka.ms/azure_trial. Build your pop-up labs today so they are there, ready, and prepared for the next time you need to pop them up. Increasing numbers of IT pros and developers are using pop-up labs for self-training and career advancement. Independent consultants are now taking on engagements with a number of standardized pop-up labs they can use at a moment's notice with their clients. Salespeople are using them to demonstrate fully blown, fully functional environments, all delivered over the internet. There's no reason why you can't also be of the pop-up lab movement.